Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. Anyway, Donald Trump, as you may know, is on trial in New York City to do with these hush money payments to Stormy Daniels, with whom he allegedly had a sexual relationship some years before he declared his candidacy for the presidency. So she is a pornographic performer. That's not a real name. And there's nothing wrong with having a non-disclosure agreement, that's fine. But really, it was the cover-up, not the actual cash payments, because it was how he falsified his accounts to claim it was an electoral expense when it wasn't, when he paid money to his lawyer, Michael Cohen, who's been to jail, come out and turned against him, to make it look like an electoral expense or legal expenses when it wasn't. It was just to buy her silence, because he didn't want this coming out before the election, thinking it might queer the pitch. Now, that doesn't suggest innocence. Now, I don't care if he had an extramarital affair, and blatantly he has. We know this from him, because when he's married his first wife, Ivana Trump, and he was carrying on with Marla Maples, he would phone up the New York Post and demand they put the headline, "Marla Maples said had the best sex of my life with Donald Trump," and things like that. So I'm not moralistic in that sense. I don't mind. That's one of the least objectionable things he's done. And if he did have this liaison with Stormy Daniels about a month after his youngest child, Baron, was born, and according to Stormy Daniels, unsafe sex as well. So again, exposing his wife to STDs. But is lying in his declaration of electoral expenses, and that is a crime. Anyway, he could get up to 4 years in prison for this. But as it's a non-violent crime, it's a first-time offence, almost certain he is. Is it 35 counts of this he's alleged to have done? So they seem to have a very strong case against him. But it's not certain that he will be convicted. Remember, in the United States, you require unanimity among the jury. Swore in 12 jurors, but I think they're down to 9, is that right? Don't know how many they can lose and still proceed with the trial, because they had to see who was eligible, had to eliminate various people over their social media posts, or if they acknowledged being biased for or against one side. But, you know, Donald Trump is so well known and is such a divisive figure. It's very hard to find anyone with half a brain who doesn't have an opinion on him. Likewise, you know, judges, he's saying biased judge. Who did the judge vote for? We don't know. You have to have a judge. And if they voted Republican, they're prejudiced towards him. If they voted Democrat, they're prejudiced against him. What about third party, someone who didn't vote at all? Everyone has opinions. And at some point, I suppose we just have to try and trust people to keep them in check and not let that interfere with things. So in Trump's world, you're either blindly partisan on his side, or else you're against him and therefore you don't count, and that there is no middle ground. He doesn't grasp the very concept of fairness or objectivity of detachment. So it's going to take a few weeks, and he's used every trick in the book to try and delay this. Well, why did he tarry? He wanted to see, could he push it back beyond the election, but it can't. Now, it's hurting him a little bit already, because he has to sit there in the courtroom, and he hates sitting still. He hates not commanding the stage and hearing these really disparaging things read out about him. And of course, it must be very much a contusion for his ego to hear such disparagement when he can't argue back. And no, he can't go campaigning. He's got to turn up, because it's a criminal trial. This is not a civil matter. But I mean, I think he will be convicted. I don't give it a very high chance, maybe like 60%. And I'm not a legal expert, but I've listened to those who say it's a very high chance, and those who say it's less than that. So we're trying to go in the middle of those. But if he is, I think, a relatively light sentence. So he has pleaded not guilty, so they tend to go, obviously they go heavy on you. If you plead guilty, then you are guilty, but get a slap on the wrist sentence. And then more trials coming up in Georgia. So state trials, federal trials for trying to falsify the electoral results, for inciting the January 6th riots, in which 5 people got killed and hundreds of people have gone to prison. And he's claiming that they are hostages, people who are lawfully convicted in fair trials, some of whom who have pleaded guilty and so on. Some have already been to prison and come out. Hostages, just outrageous for him to assail the United States justice system like that. That's staggering. From his party, the party of law and order, the Republican Party, which demands savage sentences for the most trifling misdemeanors. The notorious case in Texas where a man stole a stapler, and got 14 years in prison, 14 years for something which would have cost less than $14. And then it was argued that the maximum sentence for this should be 2 years. But the attorney general in Texas at the time said, no, he's got to serve the full 14 years. And that attorney general was Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz, the guy who was the runner-up to Trump for the nomination in 2016. Still quite a big beast in the Republican Party, a senator. Wow. Staggering, horrific. And yet Ted Cruz will go into bat for Donald Trump, no matter how flagrant his crimes, no matter how much he's ripped people off with Trump University, massive scale fraud of millions upon millions of dollars of students who are duped for paying for degrees or sorry, qualifications that were worthless from something which was not a university. And yet Trump gets away with that scot-free. It is staggering. It's mind-boggling, the level of his criminality and his impunity, despite all that. So he can't go around the country campaigning and G-ing people up. So that's hurting him a little bit. But obviously, amongst the MAGA base, some of them are even more fired up because of his supposed persecution complex. Oh, playing the victim. And of course, Republicans are often against leftists playing the victim. In fairness, sometimes leftists do that. So they're right-wing snowflakes, just because they're left-wing snowflakes. There's the assault on truth from the Trumps of this world. There's the assault on truth from the trans of this world, who claim that, you know, male is female and female is male and so on, that they can just invent a gender, that there are many genders, not just two or even three or four. There's limitless. Is ludicrous. Could I invent a number? If I invent a number Mulka without it having any numerical value, without it representing a quantity, would that number exist? Surely it doesn't. Just because I say it exists doesn't mean it actually exists. It's got to relate to a quantity, just like a gender has got to relate to some organs. There must be some biological basis for this gender. Otherwise, it's just saying I'm an individual, that my gender is George. That's not a gender. Right. So that is the gender agenda. We're back to Trump. But polls have shown if he's convicted, that'll hurt him a little bit. Remember, he got 47% of the votes cast last time. Biden got 51.5%. So a lot of people made their mind up about Trump a very long time ago. And they either love him or hate him. There's not much middle ground. But supposing we're going to start from 47%, if he's convicted and that takes him down a couple of percent, that'll be crucial in one trial and more and more and more. So it's using up his time, it's using up his money, already tens of millions of dollars in lawyers' fees. The man who said he'd be completely self-financing in 2016, who totally wasn't, who took his supporters' money and has done so again, and using that for his legal bills, selling Bibles. That's why he's just so incredibly greedy and avaricious. Trump has been the best thing to happen to the Democratic Party. Without him, they practically didn't exist. Well, I don't agree because, you know, he won the first election. I know only through the Electoral College, not through the popular vote. He gave him a fairly strong run. He won over some Democrat voters. One of those women who was killed in the January 6th riots, who was a Trump fanatic, she voted Obama both times. He somehow managed to connect to some less educated working class voters who were rancorously disaffected by the Democratic Party, felt that they were snobbish intellectuals, just coastal people who disdained middle America, who disdained blue collars. And there's obviously some truth in that. And they were furious about the economy getting worse for them, while the super rich were getting richer, that they were somehow disempowered, that there was too much illegal immigration and so on. And in a way, they're right about the problem that, you know, in real terms, the working class is worse and worse off, but they're wrong about the solution. The Republican Party, who's going to do nothing about that, make it even worse. We're completely against affordable healthcare or, you know, affordable tertiary education or anything that might help them, or minimum wage, things like that. So that's Trump, who will do anything, say anything to win, and really doesn't care, believes it in one principle only, that's Donald Trump. So yeah, it is going to hurt him. But remember, if he even got convicted in all these things, that wouldn't actually obviate him standing for the presidency or even being elected or even serving as president. Could serve in prison somehow? Could he pardon himself? Well, not from state crimes. Can he pardon himself from federal crimes? That's dubious. Remember when Richard Milhouse Nixon stood down in 1974, the incoming president, Gerald Ford, he pardoned Nixon impliedly because Nixon couldn't pardon himself. But of course, that would have to be adjudicated by the Supreme Court, six out of the nine of whom were appointed by Donald John Trump. But that doesn't automatically guarantee they give what they want. I mean, they generally do, but they're unremovable to ensure their independence. Okay, right. Thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Bye.